all. Oh my God.
The Biggs and Barr Show. Saying things and doing stuff.
That's us. Good morning to you. This is Ottawa's Rock Station, Shea 106. I'm Chris Biggs.
I'm Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Morning.
Welcome to the show. And Friday. And the Elite Eight. And Giant Blueberry. We'll get to the Elite Eight in a little bit with our March Madness of Small Towns. Right now, though, we got to talk about this blueberry because I don't think I've ever met a human being in my life that likes a blueberry more than our friend Jason Barr.
I like blueberries a lot. Really enjoy blueberries. They're very good for you as well. Great antioxidant.
Mm. There's a new world record, Jason.
Okay.
A fruit company in Australia revealed a blueberry the size, ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Of a ping pong ball.
That's a big blueberry.
A ping pong ball sized blueberry.
I thought it was going to be,
well,
like a beanbag chair.
Look
like
at the regular size of a blueberry.
Yeah, I understand.
Not your GMO blueberries, but like they grow wild.
Oh, the wild blueberries. They're like, very small.
They're the tastiest ones.
Yeah. For some reason, when he was like, picture this big old blueberry.
A regular blueberry only weighs about a gram or two. This one weighs up to 20 times a regular blueberry.
Wow.
It's crazy size for a blueberry. You see the picture and they're holding it in their hand. Like, that's big.
How many
would taste, though? Because I eat a lot of blueberries. I eat like a cup of blueberries a day.
A cup a day?
Yeah. How many grams is that usually? You know,
a cup of blueberries is roughly about 190 grams. So if I eat those 365 days a year, works out to about 69 kilograms.
69 kilograms?
Or about 152 and a bit pounds of blueberries a year.
Come on.
Yeah. I do. Now, they're not all fresh. I'd like to get the fresh ones when they're in season. But
I always find that you take a handful of blueberries, at least four or five are like mushy garbage. Like, that's
too hard.
You gotta pick now. Now they're good. I buy them frozen because they're picked ripe and flash frozen, and they're usually pretty good.
It's very interesting.
And I put them in my oatmeal in the morning.
Yes, with honey and walnuts.
That's right.
Yes.
What do you call a sad strawberry?
A blueberry?
Yeah.
Blueberry.
What do you call it when a group of blueberries plays jazz music?
It's a blues?
Jam session.
Mm.
Blues is actually better.
Yeah, but that's blues, not jazz.
Yeah.
Two different genres.
That is true.
Two different genres,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I got it.
That's a big blueberry. That's
it is,
a lot of blueberries. I'm a blackberry guy.
I don't mind blackberries.
I love blackberries.
You don't find them as readily available.
Cool.
They're pretty common now.
Oh, they are.
No, but like in big lots of them. Like at Costco. I go to the business Costco and I get like a whole box of blueberries.
Oh, I
think
see.
It's like 5 kilograms and it's like $28.
It's a lot of blueberries, man.
Mm-hmm.
Has it affected like your urine or your
In coloration?
You got blue poop or something?
No. Sometimes I don't chew well enough. I don't masticate properly, and you'll see like a whole blueberry in there because I love them so much. I just get them in.
Eat them like a duck.
Just get them in me, those blueberries.
Can't get it on, you get it in you.
Oh, I get all the blueberries in me. The occasional one, like if I'm
run down your knee.
Watching TV, like when I'm eating breakfast on a Saturday morning or something like that, watching some fishing
cartoons.
Show. I'll drop some off the spoon and it'll land on my chest.
Do you eat them one at a time? Like a.
I have as a snack.
Wow.
I may eat more blueberries than that. That's the average.
Yeah.
Wow. Goodness.
Nice, man.
What the hell was that?
What was that?
What was what?
Did you hear something? I thought I heard something.
I heard something.
No, I was laughing at his blueberries.
Uh-huh. Oh.
All right.
Yeah, a lot of blueberries are good for you.
Yeah. Get in them. No, get them in you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
You know that it's Friday, though, and that our friend James has brought himself a joke of the week.
Yes, the joke of the week.
Which, to this point, I don't think has made Jason even slightly jovial.
No, his jokes are supposed to be funny.
Maybe today will be different.
Okay, I hope so. I'm ready to laugh.
Being that it is St. Patrick's Day this weekend.
Okay.
It is, yeah.
Mine comes with a little Irish flavor.
Okay.
Nothing crazy.
Yeah.
So there's these two leprechauns. Little guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, leprechauns, small in stature. And they weren't great with the ladies, these two guys. Small, not the most attractive creature. So they said, you know what? Let's go get some prostitutes. They said, okay, fiddle-dee-dee, let's go get some prostitutes. So they go out, head out on the streets, pick up a couple ladies of the night, go rent a night at a motel. So they each go their separate ways with each other's, with their own prostitutes. And they're like, this is going to be great. We're going to have some fun, finally. So the one guy, he goes in there. He's having a tough time, boys. Can't get it done. Can't perform. He's nervous. Doesn't know what to do. He's upset at himself. And he's like, man, this sucks. All a leprechaun wanted to do was have some sex. So he sends her on her way. Pays her her money. He's like, let me go listen at the wall to see how my buddy's doing. So he puts his ear up against the wall. You know how you would. And he hears, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, he's like, man, the guy's having the greatest time of his life in there. And he's all jealous. He goes to sleep. They go down to get their continental breakfast at this motel the next morning.
Oh my God.
And he sees him.
A long one.
He says, man, I had a terrible night. I couldn't perform, couldn't do anything, just wasted money, nothing happened. You, on the other hand, sounded like you were having the time of your life. And the other one goes, really? I couldn't even get up on the bed.
One, two, three.
He was trying to run and jump up onto the bed.
Onto the bed, but he's little.
Because he's a little guy, yeah.
I mean, she could have just picked him up, maybe.
Yeah, well, cost more. Maybe he ran out of money. It would cost more money to be lifted.
That took like 3 minutes.
Was it? I don't know if it was a full three minutes.
It
felt longer.
Maybe like a minute and a half, maybe.
But you get it. Like you're taking running jumps. One, two, three, and he couldn't get up on the bed.
Do you not appreciate the art of crafting a long...
No.
A joke?
No, I don't. I've never liked that.
Like laying it out and building it, building up the suspense and the...
If it has
and then delivering.
If the punchline is a payoff.
He just doesn't deliver. He builds.
There's no real punchline.
But you understand, the one guy was listening through the wall. He thought he was having like a good sexy time.
Yeah.
But really, his buddy was just trying to get up onto the bed.
I got it.
That's fine, yeah.
He's a leprechaun. He's short.
He's short.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
How was that?
Is that part of the joke?
I don't know. I'm just sitting back in my chair.
No. All right. Well, hey, you know, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's where the cookie crumbles.
That is the way the cookie crumbles. Circle is a shape. It goes around and around. Guys, it was going to be 10 degrees today.
I heard.
I did, yeah.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right.
I just want to mention that the March Madness of Small Towns, we are now down to our Elite Eight. The bracket has been posted at Shea106.com. We have Winchester competing against Pakenham. Arnprior up against Carlton Place. Fitzroy Harbor against Merrickville.
Mm.
And Carp taking on last year's champion Almont. So we'll see who comes out.
There's going to be some battles in there, man. Goodness. Who's the biggest surprise for you so far?
Pakenham.
Yeah. And Fitzroy Harbor, probably.
Yeah, both of those.
Standing up.
The West representing.
Yeah, Almont, Carp, Merrickville, Carlton Place, Arnprior. Not much of a surprise, but the... Yeah. Winchester, too, man.
Winchester's the last hope of East of the 416.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Like all those other places, save for, I guess, Merrickville and Winchester, you know.
Yeah, well, yeah, you still got Merrickville, Jamie. That's what I
count. It just goes to show how you can affect the votes when you're out and about in the community in the West like I am.
Oh, you're saying you swayed all these votes?
Probably.
Yeah.
I've been in pretty much every arena out there all season long, past couple seasons.
Jason, your own town didn't even win the first round.
Yeah. So get the people.
Yeah.
That's my own town. It has a gas station. Why?
Yeah, there was a few.
There's no reason for that town to even be in it.
No, there's a few.
Like, literally, it has a gas station. That's it. A gas station and a feed store and a community center.
And a bunch of ex-cons, man.
Yeah.
Dunn Robin.
Yeah.
Huh?
Doesn't matter. Who's next?
You're not in Dunrobin?
No.
Where are you?
He's in Kinburn.
Oh, Kinburn. They're neighbors, whatever. Talk about Dunrobin? I always thought you were in Dunrobin.
Nope.
You're in Kinburn.
I don't talk about Dunrobin at all.
It's me. That's where the retired criminals move to when they're Dunrobin.
All right. Well, my apologies, Jason.
That's okay. We can move on.
I'm all right.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you got?
Well, you guys, neither of you are robbers or thieves, right? So imagine you are a thief. Put yourselves in the thieves' shoes. Okay. You're like, oh my goodness, here's a big truck. Yeah. Probably got some sweet gold in that truck I could rob.
I'm a gold thief?
Truck thief. You're thieving.
And I think there's gold in a truck?
Yes. Or money. Or rubies. I don't know.
Rubies? Where are you getting trucks full of rubies?
Okay. Just
Is
listen.
Is this another joke?
No, it's
trying
not a
to
joke.
Listen to your impossible scenario, but go ahead.
I'm just saying, you see a truck, you're like, well, that's probably got some good stuff in
rubies
it.
Rubies in it.
You heist the truck. You hijack it. Heist it. You open it up. But it was Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads that you had stolen.
Oh, I see, yeah.
A shipment of Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads that were headed to the Pittsburgh Penguins game.
Yeah, was stolen.
Was stolen en route to Pittsburgh.
Like old school Goodfellas, side of the road, and get out of the
yeah,
truck.
Get out of the truck. So imagine you jack this truck.
It's Goodfellas.
It's got bobbleheads in it.
That is a poorly planned crime. Yeah.
Anyway, they're going to be distributed at a later date, I guess.
Oh, so they found them.
No, they're saying they want to find them.
So who's going to get rid of those? You can't sell those anywhere.
Yeah, now that everyone knows.
Where do you offload your Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads? Is there a liquidation outlet around?
You got to get them overseas. It's the only way you're going to do it.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
The only way you're going to do it.
Hey, you see them?
Oh, they're great.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but like, imagine you're going to the game. You're like, oh, sweet, going to get a Jagr's bobblehead, but yeah. Jerks stole them, thinking it was gold and rubies.
I don't think they thought it was gold and rubies. Oh. It could be so many other things in trucks that are worth.
For literally anything other than the Army or Jagr bobbleheads is probably better. Like a truckload full of packing peanuts is at least useful.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I must have been so mad.
Oh yeah. All
right.
Damn.
Jen, St. Paddy's Day's this weekend.
Oh, sure is.
I got some St. Paddy's Day stats if you would. You want to join me here?
Okay.
This is according to the National Retail Federation. Americans, this is an American stat thing, but you know, reflects us, are planning to spend a record $7.2 billion.
What?
At $45 a person on St. Paddy's Day this year. That is the most ever. And most of that will be on food and beverages. So sure. Like going out for a meal, having a couple of green beers.
That's the point of it.
A record 62% of consumers, or 162 million Americans, are planning to celebrate St. Paddy's Day. That's the most also ever. Wow. Wearing green, special dinner, going out to bars. It's because on the weekend, right? So people, I think, are...
Yeah.
It helps. You get the 2 days, right? You get really three. Friday night, Saturday night, and then Sunday during the day.
So a lot of people are willing to celebrate St. Paddy's Day. We have our own St. Paddy's Day party. But it's sold out, so you can't join.
Yeah, tomorrow, St. Pat's at the Bronson Center.
Yeah, you can't come with us, but it's going to be a good time. We're excited about it.
What was that?
I think it's next door.
Are you editing something? Or
no.
No?
The Biggs and Barr Show.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
You can leave us a message on any topic you want. Absolutely anything. Something in your craw, something making you feel all warm and fuzzy, whatever it is, call 216-3849 or 216-Dougie and leave it. We play it twice a day. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, yesterday around this time, we played a fellow who called in about people driving on the 417 and not hitting the gas. And he had this basically to say,
hit the freaking gas!
And he was mad at the speed that people fluctuate up and down when you go up in hills. Well, we found the person causing problems here. The person causing problems is called the Dougie Line.
Hey, I just want to make a comment on the dude that was encouraging people to speed Moody on the Queensway near Moody, and it goes uphill, and he's talking about you have to accelerate up the hill. Well, absolutely. You have to accelerate to maintain the speed of 100. And he talked about... traffic going 120. The speed limit's 100. Do 100. Doesn't I don't care. And then he talked about
that's the guy.
We found him. Everyone always says, who's going 100 in the left lane and causing the traffic backup? We found him. He called us.
That guy right there.
That guy.
He called us.
We didn't even have to look for him.
No.
You can go 100.
Yeah.
In the right lane.
Sure.
Even the middle lane.
Middle lane's fine.
Yeah.
Because that's what people use for passing. You're supposed to use the middle lane for passing. So you should stay out of the middle lane.
Left lane's for passing.
For passing.
But if you want to get out and around, I don't know.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
I'm not telling people to go stupid speed. But if you're going 100,
what do you mean you shouldn't drive in the middle lane? Yeah, you're supposed to drive in the middle lane. You're not supposed to drive in the left lane. You're supposed to only pass in the left lane.
Yeah.
Do you think you're supposed to pass in the middle lane and drive in the left lane?
You can pass in the middle lane.
No, that's what I mean. Like, it's used to go around the slower vehicles.
Yeah. No, the middle lane. It's supposed to be the cruising lane that you drive, that everyone drives in.
I just, I'm always passing people.
Well,
so
you can.
Yeah.
No, I know. No, I mean in the left. I don't drive in the center because also there's no exit strategy for me.
What does that mean?
There's no curb or a shoulder to pull over to if something happens. Oh, okay. I like an out.
You've not left yourself an out.
I
hear you.
I have an aisle seat if I'm in the left.
But
I'll
never be mad at someone for doing the speed limit in the middle lane. I won't be.
No, because they've left you a space to pass them.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
It's the left lane. It's this guy.
This wanker the left lane going on only 100. Yeah. Like, don't be stupid.
That's the speed limit. Okay, then do it in the middle.
Yeah. There's other lanes for you, not the left one.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got something else, James?
I do. A pizza cutting expert, boys, has called us in here, okay?
Pie is only half of a diameter, and a full diameter is 360 degrees. If you want to cut a pizza in six slices, each edge has to be at 33 degrees. If you want eight pieces, it has to be at 22 and a half. My name's Dan.
All right, Dan.
Well, thanks, Dan. I didn't really pay too much attention to what he was saying.
I think he was talking about the degrees in which you have to cut a pizza if you
cut it
want different slices.
You cut it in half again.
Yeah.
You cut those things in half.
Exactly.
And then
you're
done. You cut it in as many slices as you want.
As many.
Like, you can make them really thin if you wanted to.
Some people do the multiple lines this way. You cut a round pizza into, like, rectangles. You've seen those ones?
I've seen that.
You never seen that?
You cut a square pizza into rectangles. You don't cut a round pizza into rectangles.
I wouldn't cut it.
What kind of insane person does that?
Oh, you never seen that, eh? Obviously
if
not.
If I have, my eyes refuse to register it as a real thing because that's crazy.
You want triangles or
it's a
nothing?
Circle, it's a triangle. What do you mean?
I got you.
What do you mean?
I know what you're saying.
You cut a pie that way? Imagine somebody cut an apple pie that way. You'd never speak to them again.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
To them again.
That would be tough.
How is that okay?
I feel what you're saying now.
All right. You know what I mean?
I got what you're saying.
It's a circle. You don't cut it in rectangles. No. What's wrong with it?
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, plus it's like it feels like it's more work with a do three quick triangles across a pizza or whatever, like three lines cut all the way through. You guys have the pizza roller cutter? It's the best thing in the world. Oh my God.
Like a pizza slicer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a little rolling
pizza
knife
roller
thing.
Cutter.
A little rolling knife, pizza rolling cutter knife thing.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Like I'm very new to this.
Like my whole life, I've had one of those.
You can use the scissors? You're one of those families?
No, like just a knife. Like a
really?
And then, yeah.
If you're a knife guy, there's the other one that is like a curved blade with two handles, and you can get that one too.
That's too fancy. I feel like I need an oven, a pizza oven to have one of those.
Those guys
I'm not in that league.
Yeah.
Those pies fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when did you get a pizza cutter?
Maybe like a year ago.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you call it? Pizza roller cutter.
Yeah. You've been using a knife for like 40 years?
Yeah. It's not like it's that crazy. It's just...
No, but I mean, like, they've been available. Like, they're not...
Yeah, like,
not
for like a dollar. Yeah, I know.
Not like it's a new item.
I didn't even buy it. My wife brought it home.
Never
in your life. Wow, that's crazy.
I don't know.
This is a simple tool. I thought everyone had.
I don't think they trusted me with it because it's too quick.
I see.
You know me. Oh, willy-nilly. I'm going to lose a finger with one of those bad boys.
Get this. I use it for things that aren't pizza.
Like what? What do you use it for? What?
You toast a naan or something? You want little bits to dip in your hummus? Slice it up. You could cut a sandwich with it if you wanted, if it wasn't too thick.
You take time to cut up the naan in little bits to dip?
Yeah, for other people. Like if I'm serving.
Okay, okay,
not for me. I just grab the whole thing and rip off pieces with my hand. I'm a savage. No, but if I'm presenting it for people at my home.
Right. Here, want my ripped naan?
Yeah, here, let me bite a piece off for you. Just taking it out of my mouth.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why people don't come back for dinner at my place.
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons.
Also not being invited.
Yeah, that is the number one reason.
Or feeling welcome while being there.
That is the number two reason.
You want to reach our Dougie line yourself?
The Dougie line.
Ottawa's answering machine.
Leave a message you want the city to hear.
Call 613-216-3849.
Or text Dougie to 762-555, and we'll send the number right to your phone. 5 questions.
30 seconds.
Get them all right, and you can win $1,000.
Auto what?
On the Biggs and Barr Show.
We got 5 questions and 30 seconds. You can pass and come back. Your first answer for each one is one that counts, though. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. And if you win, you get a chip for our Blinko. Or Blinko? It's a different board. Our Plinko board that could win you up to $1,000.
We have Craig on the phone.
Craig, how you doing today?
All right, man. How are you?
We're all right. What are you up to? Got anything exciting planned?
No, nothing planned yet.
No. You're going to head out for St. Paddy's Day or what?
You know, not really. Those days have gone by. I can't stand the busyness of the day.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, hey, you know, eventually we all just get tired of people, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you're familiar? You ready to go?
I am. Let's go.
Who's asking the question?
Jamie's asking them today.
Okay.
I don't know what this... Anyway. All right. Here we go. Your time will start when I finish the first question. What U.S. state is home to the first indoor movie theater?
Oh, California.
Where is St. Patrick the patron saint of?
Green beer. I don't know.
Who was stabbed to death by a group of 60 conspirators on this day 2,068 years ago?
Okay, let's say St. Patrick.
What rock and roll band released their album Destroyer 48 years ago today?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm going to have to pass.
Does green beer taste better than non-green beer?
No.
All right.
All right, let's go over your answers. People are so mad
right
now.
Okay. Does green beer taste better than non-green beer? You said no. Well, you got that right.
That's correct.
You got that. Your opinion is correct.
I'm a winner. I'm a winner already.
Yeah.
What rock and roll band released their album Destroyer 48 years ago today? You got to be a fan. Kiss.
Kiss.
Remember when they canceled their show?
Destroyer.
Because he was sick, but they canceled it like 10 minutes before.
The city was so happy.
People were not. That features Detroit Rock City, if you didn't know. Who was stabbed to death by a group of 60 conspirators on this day 2,068 years ago? Beware the Ides of March. Mm-hmm. Julius Caesar.
Yep. Not St. Patrick.
Not St. Patrick. Mm-hmm. Where is St. Patrick the patron saint of? You said green beer. Mm. It's also Ireland. Ireland.
I think you thought you said what?
I didn't understand the question. Yeah. But that's okay.
It's fine.
No, we know what.
And what U.S. state is home to the first indoor movie theater? You said California, but anyone who's been listening for the last 2 weeks at least knows it's Louisiana.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night.
Well, you seem like a nice guy. We hope you have a great weekend, my friend.
Thank you. You as well, guys.
Okay.
See you, bye.
Cheers. Bye.
People are mad at Craig.
That's
the texting.
It's an offer.
Yeah. Well, the first one, I mean.
Well, aside from the green beer.
He got the opinion.
It's been Louisiana for.
I would still call that an offer.
A few weeks. I mean, most people know St. Paddy's, Ireland. The Caesar, if you're not familiar with the story, if you don't, you know. I don't know. Hey, what are you going to do, right? It's how the cookie crumbles.
Yeah. You know? Win some, you lose.
Yeah. Win some, you lose some. Can't get it
lost.
In you. Get it on you.
Yeah.
The other way around. Can't get it on you. Get it in you, right? Yeah. I don't remember. Anyways. We got circle time coming up, and if you like having an extra seat on a plane, we have a solution for you.
All right.
Circle is a shape, it goes around and around.
Spot in the show, we each bring something to the table, and we share it. Somebody caught our attention. Guys, I'd like to go first, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Nothing makes me happier, like simple pleasures, than boarding an airplane. And the seat beside me is empty.
Oh, fantastic. Yes.
What a, as a, you know, 6'3", 275 pound man, nothing makes me happier than that. But now you can pay for it if you're willing to fly Frontier Airlines.
What?
Yeah, they added a new seating option called Upfront Plus that guarantees the middle seat in your row will be empty.
Really?
Yep. That means no fighting over armrests. You can do your big leg spread if you want to get comfortable. You know, even use it and set up shop on the tray beside you. I like doing that sometimes.
Yeah,
put down the middle tray and you can set up all your things there. They're not in, right in your lap. So you can't do it in any row. It's only an option for the first 2 rows of the plane.
Okay. Yeah.
Hence Upfront Plus. So it's like in between first class and regular donkey seats where the rest of us normally sit.
I imagine it's less than buying a separate ticket, but I guess they're just you're just replacing that cost. You're just allowed to do it. I guess.
Haven't been clear how much it's going to cost. They're just announcing that they're going to do it. They're going to bring it in.
It's great. I flew to Vancouver once, and there was a lady sitting at the window, and I was sitting at the aisle, and we were just waiting, and nobody sat.
Those doors closed.
So we made a deal. So she wanted to go to sleep, so she put her feet up on the seat and curled up, and I used the tray for my stuff.
There you go.
Compromise. Nice little,
Didn't even have to talk to her. It was great.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's the best. It's the absolute best. Yeah. So glorious. Who wants to go next?
I'll go next. Yeah. So the city of Ottawa, you know how they are trying to collect on the tens of millions of dollars in unpaid debt?
Yeah.
We heard about that. Some tickets dating back to 2003. So people very upset about it because they were apparently given no warning that this was happening. But the debt collection agency has now confirmed that if you do pay your unpaid debt, it will be removed from your credit score.
So they erase it. Because, people are pissed off that their credit scores got dinged for this.
Yeah, because unbeknownst to them, could have been going for, buy a car, maybe trying to buy a house or something like that, and then your credit score is all dicked up.
Now, a lot of tickets, they wouldn't let you renew your sticker if you didn't pay for the tickets. So what are these? Yeah.
I don't know.
What were these tickets for? Or were
unpaid water bills, stuff like that.
Okay. Either way,
Parking tickets, fines, water bills, etc. I guess they just got lost in the shuffle.
Yeah.
So, after you do pay, though, check it. Make sure you check your credit rate because sometimes they don't take stuff off that they should.
Yeah. I'm going to check mine right now.
I had, I know a story of somebody who had, was trying to get a house and their credit rating was very poor. And they're like, I don't understand. It turned out for whatever reason, they had several cars on their credit rating, but they'd only bought one car. But whoever put it on put the loan on several times, so they thought they had a fleet of cars. Yeah. So it was corrected. It was fine. But they didn't check.
So for those unpaid cars, they thought they were just not paying
outstanding debt.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. So their credit rating was terrible.
But, I can imagine.
Yeah. It did get sorted out, but sometimes you have to check.
Is a 277 a good credit rating?
No.
Oh.
It is not. It's not a good credit
rating. Mine's fine. Well, yeah, okay. Jamie, do you want to go?
Yeah, so car thefts, obviously very, very popular in this area of the province. Also in the big smoke down there in Toronto. And they do things a little differently down there, a lot more like good old-fashioned robberies with weapons and stuff that, not just sneaking it out of your driveway. Yeah. So the cops in Toronto, it's kind of an unusual tactic. They're saying leave your keys by your front door.
Not outside,
just inside by your front door in case they break into your house and they won't assault you for your keys. They can just take them.
I know people are mad at that, but I mean, like, the police can't be everywhere.
No.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of comments on that. People saying, well, what do we have the police for if they're not? What do you want the police to do?
Did you hire one to stay in your house?
Yeah. Watch every home?
Yeah, that's called private security, and you're welcome to do it.
Yeah.
No, it's kind of on the car companies for making these things so easily stealable.
Mm-hmm. Well,
if they're taking your keys.
Your keys.
Yeah, I guess not. Mm-hmm.
They're just breaking into people's house, demanding their keys, holding them.
I was told growing up not to put your keys by the front.
Yeah, of course. That was always it.
Hide them somewhere else in the house so that if they just break into the door, they don't see your keys there.
But you can replace your car if it gets stolen. It's hard to replace your life.
If someone came up with any sort of aggressive manner with me with a weapon and said, give me your, here you go, man. I don't care. Please take it.
Yeah, take it.
I mean, even if people don't want it, I'm going to be like, here, take my keys. Can somebody please take my car?
Will you fix the cracked windshield and replace that fog light that's out?
Can you please? Yeah, the door that won't close properly and the tailgate light that doesn't blink. Can you clean the dog hair out of it?
Robber beware. These are the things that's wrong with it. If you still want it, here you go. Yeah.
It's totally yours.
Yeah.
You think you can get, 100, 200 bucks for it? I'll leave the keys on the dash. Like, I have no problem. And say it out loud.
Put
that
gun away. You want a coffee? It's fine.
I'll still get the insurance money. I mean, they're not going to listen to the show and track me down. Yeah. They won't.
Don't underestimate insurance companies when they think
I didn't steal the car. But I can't be excited my car got stolen without participating
to be stolen. I think that's the thing.
You don't know that. You're just making that up. Why?
Just being Joker.
Jokes, guys. Take the Jeep.
Yes, he's still joking.
No jokes coming out of my mouth.
I'm trying to help you.
All right. Anyways, yeah. We got instant answer question time coming up.
Any question you like, 762-555.
Any topic, any subject. Like, is Chris joking about taking his Jeep?
What is that,
what
dude?
Is that?
What is that?
What's what?
Fifth time you played it this morning. Stop being coy.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Gentlemen.
Yeah.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
If your 16-year-old son who was not listening got into an argument with his stepmom and she called him an ungrateful ass and he told her to shut up, who should apologize?
The 16-year-old. Were you going to say the other one?
Say everybody. Why don't you just all get together and say you're sorry for forgetting that. As a person who clashed quite a bit with my stepmother growing up, I'd like to say it was 100% her fault. And, no. When rages get, I mean, throwing names, everyone should apologize for throwing names. That's not helping any argument, right?
Yeah.
No.
It's just going to escalate.
So... Yeah, he's 16. He's an idiot. So, I mean, he should apologize for not respecting her, but she might want to apologize for telling
him.
Stepmother
might be an idiot, too, though.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't know. What's the best movie of all time? You can't.
I don't know. Depends what genre.
Thing. No such thing.
Muppet Christmas Carol.
I know.
All right, there you go. Yep.
That's not on my list.
Since nobody ever asked you guys, how y'all doing? Oh, that's nice. We're fair. Fine. We're fair. Yeah,
fair.
Jason's always fair.
People always say that's like a weird thing to say, but you don't want to peak too early. Like, never trust someone who comes into work in the morning, you ask them how they tell you they're great.
Unless they can't have a great day?
They can, but they didn't start great. Because where's it going from there?
What do you mean?
It's not going up from great.
Well, why does it have to go up? Why can't it just stay great all day?
It's only going
to
go down from there. You got to meter yourself.
Not for some folks. Some folks have a good time all the time. You know, people always having a good time, always smiling. I got a neighbor who smiles like nobody's business nonstop. He's always super happy.
Hiding when you see him.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you see him. Yeah.
So what do you think? He goes home and screams at his wife or something?
He might. I don't know. Just be even.
I'm out here smiling all day.
Yeah. If you start the day, if you start the day as fair,
yeah.
The little good things that happen to you, you appreciate them more. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
You guys ever looked at the Chicago Bulls emblem upside down?
Yes. Just the other day we did.
Yeah.
It comes back. It's like every 10 years, somebody puts up a picture again of it. And it gets popular again. Yeah.
Looks like a robot riding a crab.
Yeah. I'm surprised anyone's talking about the Chicago Bulls at all. I mean, they've stunk for so long. Why would anybody care? Chris, what kind of gnomes does your wife collect? Ceramic or plush? Mostly plush.
You have some ceramic ones?
We have a couple ceramic ones. My brother loves sending gnomes because he thinks it's hilarious that my wife loves gnomes and I don't. So he sent us like a white wizard gnome, but he's got his hands up and he looks like he's wearing a Ku Klux Klan outfit. Like I don't think it looked that way in the picture. So when he came over last time, he's like, "Where's the gnome?" I'm like, "I'm not putting out the KKK gnome ever.
That's terrible.
It's staying in the drawer." So. And that was a ceramic gnome. So we try to avoid the ceramic.
Can you just dress it up like so it doesn't look like that? Put a stripe on its hat something?
The hood doesn't come up over its face, but it's really low on its face. And it's all white with a white robe.
Yeah, that's... Like, don't put that out.
No, I'm not putting it out.
Get
it's
some
fine.
Paint for that. give it a different colored hat or something.
Not welcome in our... Where's Flanny? Who's Flanny?
Who's Flanny?
Who's Flanny?
What? Flannel shirt, because you're not wearing a flannel shirt today.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Usually you have your flannels on.
Somebody asked, you guys got a good name for a boy.
Jamie, you're good at
naming. Yeah, Jamie, you're the name
Well, I need to know something about this person.
Baby boy name.
Like a baby boy, newborn.
You never needed it before. What does he come up with before? The Dicker?
The Dicker, yeah.
Yeah, which became his nickname for a while. Mm-hmm. We even made a song called The Dicker.
Yeah.
Rawr.
We got to bring that song back.
Did you say rawr?
Rah. No, I'm sounding something
What else
out
did he
here.
Say? Rock, what was rah. The other one name he had? It was terrible.
Shh.
Did you just sound out names? He's going to make it.
Rasher.
You want to call it the kid
maybe
a Rasher?
Rasher.
Okay, it's the first one. We'll give you another
chance. It's like a plate of bacon.
We'll give you another. Oh, or something you develop
rashers.
When it's too warm outside.
Yeah,
I
got a rasher.
Yeah. You want to stick with that's the way you're going
Rasher.
With? Rasher. All right, there you go. Name your son Rasher.
That's your last name's Johnson.
Rasher Johnson.
Rasher Johnson.
Yeah. That's it for this.
Instant answer question time.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Could be a big moment this morning. Could be a big moment right now.
So exciting.
Let's just get into 20 questions.
20 questions spectacular bonanza.
So, for the last few weeks, we've been asking the same 20 questions at the same time every day until we get a winner, and adding $100 in Lotto every time we don't. So we're up to $1,100 now, and we have 18 and a half questions that have been answered. And today we might get a winner.
We'll see if Tyler can do it.
Hey, Tyler, you've been listening. You know what's going on?
I sure have.
All right.
Kept track of all the correct answers and the almost correct answer yesterday.
You know it.
Okay. All right.
Well,
let's give her then.
Let's see if you got it in you. Good luck. It is time.
Thank you.
For 20 questions.
20 questions spectacular bonanza.
Go! What continent are the countries Uruguay and Paraguay in?
South America.
This name comes before Pieces and peanut butter cups.
Reese's.
This microscopic fungus is added to bread dough to make it rise.
Yeast.
Who is Barbie's beau?
Ken.
Iowa is the USA's leading producer of this pop yearler crop.
Corn.
Fill in the blank of this classic movie from the 80s, Pretty in Blank.
Pink.
In 2013, this Facebook CEO ranked first on a list of the world's highest rated CEOs.
Mark Zuckerberg.
This boy king who reigned from 1333 to 1323 B.C. was in the news again in 1922.
Tutankhamun.
Also known as Hump Day, this day of the week was named for a Norse god.
Wednesday.
As the old saying goes, this city wasn't built in a day.
Rome.
Sandy Cheeks wears a spacesuit and helmet underwater so she can hang out with this little guy.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Which bone are babies born without?
Kneecaps.
Which animal can be seen on the Porsche logo?
Horse.
On February 15th, 1965, Canada unfurled our new flag with this national emblem on it.
Maple leaf.
What does HTTP stand for?
Hypertext Transfer Protocol.
According to Greek mythology, who was the first woman on Earth?
Pandora.
What was the first toy to be advertised on television?
Mr. Potato Head.
In empty space, it travels about 186,282 miles per second.
Light.
Who is credited with inventing modern-day scissors?
Robert Hinchliffe.
What is the national animal of Scotland?
Four. I don't know.
Ah! Oh, my goodness.
Brother, this guy stinks!
But at least you tried. That's what friends are for.
A message from Concerned Children's Advertisers.
Man.
Tyler. I thought you were going to get it, bud.
So close.
Yeah. That's the closest.
You're going to kick yourself. We've talked about it a bunch of times on the show.
Don't give the answer.
Not at all. I will not give the answer away.
We'll bring this back on Monday.
Do so. Wow. Man. Well, we hope you have a great weekend and a good St. Paddy's Day. And
thanks to you guys as well.
Yeah, don't carry this too heavy. You'll be all right.
Later,
all
right. Tyler.
See you, bud.
All right, bye, guys.
Oh, no.
So close.
It's the question, the answer is something that once you know it, you will never, ever forget it. That's why I would think most people know it.
Because if they've heard it once.
It's just ridiculous.
No, you're right.
Yeah, you know, so anyways.
Oh, my God, that was so close.
So.
How was that?
Was what?
Okay. All right. It's the ninth time you've played that stupid giggle.
I was talking. I wasn't giggling.
I know you weren't. Jamie?
You could see me. Jason was looking at me.
I was looking at him.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I heard it during songs when I was out getting coffee out in the hallway there. What are you doing?
Probably Adam. Adam messing with the show. It's Adam.
He never laughs during our show.
Yeah, he doesn't laugh.
Our boss doesn't laugh at our show.
No, it's true. You are right about that.
He blows his mind. The people think we're funny. He doesn't get it at all. Anyways, all right. We got circle time coming up, and we'll do some more Dougie.
A circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Little spot in the show we dedicate to each bringing a story to the table that caught our attention. I'll go first, gents.
Okay.
Okay.
I think everyone needs to be paying attention to our March Madness for Small Towns. We are down to the Elite Eight.
Yes, we are.
They were posted today. And if you want to go to Shea106.com, you can see if the ones you voted for got through. If you didn't vote, you can start voting now. Some big battles going on.
Oh, you want to tell everyone what they
are?
Yeah,
sure.
So, like, Winchester versus Pakenham.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Arnprior versus Carlton Place.
That's
Carlton
a battle.
Place was last year's runner-up.
Yeah.
That is a battle right
Fitzroy
there.
Harbor holding in strong against Merrickville.
Probably the biggest underdog so far is Fitzroy Harbor.
Yeah. And then the lovely town of Carp taking on last year's champion, Almont.
Very proud towns. They love that you're from.
Spend a lot of time in both of those places.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Someone's at the door.
We don't have a doorbell.
What are you doing?
Don't keep them waiting.
What do you mean? You want me to literally go over
Who's
there?
Who's at the door? Well, yeah, they installed. Didn't you see they installed the doorbell?
No, I didn't see that. Please, mate.
They're waiting.
Please appease Jamie and open the door. Okay, Chris has opened
who
the door.
Who is it?
Top of the morning to you, boys. It's Flannery O'Dickery.
He comes around once a year, spreading all that Irish cheer. Short in stature like a stick of hickory. Everyone, it's Flannery O'Dickery.
Flannery O'Dickery is here.
Hey, it's Flannery O'Dickery.
Hey, Flannery O'Dickery, we forgot about you.
Every year.
Yeah, that's the laugh. Right? Yes, what we've been hearing all morning.
That is.
He was sneaking in, I guess, to the microphones.
Can I tell you a few jokes, my fellers?
We yes, love it, Flannery O'Dickery.
Okay.
A little boy goes to his mother and says, "Mom, I met a new friend on St. Patrick's Day." The mom says, "Oh, really?" And he says, "No, O'Reilly." Flannery O'Dickery.
Yeah. What else you got,
friend?
Why did St. Patrick drive the snakes out of Ireland? Because he couldn't afford a plane ticket. Flannery O'Dickery.
The jokes aren't even funny. It's just that he says his own name at the end.
Did I tell you about my friend Murphy?
Yeah.
Well, one day he and his wife, they went out on his motorcycle, and all of a sudden a cop pulled up over beside him and said, "Did you know your wife fell off about a mile back?" Murphy replied, "Thank God, I thought I'd gone deaf." Flannery O'Dickery.
Jeez, those leprechauns.
I love that he signs his jokes with his name orally. Yes.
Top of the morning to you, boys. Hey. It's Flannery O'Dickery. What do ghosts drink on St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, what?
A whole lot of booze.
I didn't say that.
Flannery O'Dickery.
Ah,
I'm heading to Tim Hortons this morning to get a coffee. Can I borrow a dollar? I'm a little short. Flannery O'Dickery.
Wow. Good to have him in.
Yeah, it is.
Knock, knock.
Oh, more.
Wow. Yeah. Who's there?
Warren.
What?
Warren?
Warren.
Warren? Warren who?
Warren anything green for St. Patrick's Day? Flannery O'Dickery. Flannery O'Dickery.
Yeah,
away.
Yeah. Oh, he's gone.
And he's just like that.
Oh,
until next year.
If we're lucky, we'll see him on Saturday night at St. Pat's of Palooza.
Yeah, we will.
Maybe he'll show up.
What a guy.
He's a great guy.
Love having him come in
just once a year.
Good to see him.
Flannery O'Dickery.
He comes around once a year, spreading all that Irish cheer. Short in stature like a stick of hickory. Everyone, it's Flannery O'Dickery.
Man, what a character.
What a guy.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
Please do us a favor. Leave us a Dougie Line whenever something's crossing your mind. 216-3849-216-Dougie. We'd love to share with the world. We do it twice a day. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, a fella here, he misses seeing something, okay?
Fellas, I'm just taking a walk down the lovely neighborhood here, and it's a little sad for me to see. I was looking at some of the garages, and there's a lot of new housing coming up and people doing renovations. This house was the only one on the street that I could see that still had hockey dents left in it, you know, right over the garage and on their garage. Because I think the new days with the new homes, you know, they got nets going up and everything's too expensive, so you can't afford to tear it to shreds. But that's a childhood memory for me, and breaking a few porch lights for sure. So I think it's amazing. I think it's dying art. Yeah, good old days are slowly leaving. Take care, boys.
I mean, sometimes people fix things on their houses that are broken or damaged.
Yeah.
I don't know about...
Also, I don't think many parents like the fact that their garage doors were dented.
No.
Some were just mangled, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God. Yeah, like, yeah. My dad's house when we were a kid.
Just mangled garage
hockey,
doors.
Baseball, yeah. Footballs.
Here, go.
Foreheads.
Let me pitch to you. Use the garage door as your backstop.
We didn't have a garage door, but we had a fence, and it had... broken pieces, like fence panels, like wooden fence, just smashed.
Kids are something else, eh?
Yeah, kids are something else.
Well, we got a call here from Barbara.
Okay.
And Barbara. It's in response to the contest player we had who got all the questions wrong on Ottawa the other day.
Okay.
Or whatever, how many he got wrong, and he said he blamed it on having too much sex the night before.
Right. Yesterday. Right. Yesterday. Yeah.
Remember?
Right.
Yeah. So Barbara has called in.
Hi, guys. It's Barbara from Renfrew. I was listening to your program on Thursday, and the guy with the 20 questions said he couldn't answer the questions because he had too much sex. Well, I texted my brother, who's a neuroscientist at Western, and he said, no, that isn't possible. So I just wanted you guys to know, thanks. I really enjoy Shay. Bye.
Thanks, Barbara.
Thanks, Barbara.
That insight. That's the kind of listeners we have here. She heard something. She thought, I got to verify that. So she did her own research and then reported us back the information.
Amazing.
Well, thanks, Barb.
Yeah, I mean, I think we kind of knew that.
Yeah.
Without being neuroscientists. But, I mean, thanks for making sure. I mean, it's always good to be sure, right?
Sure is.
It's always good to be sure.
Remember that? I had too much sex last night.
I couldn't do this night too much. I need to call my neuroscientist brother and find out if that's real. Get to the bottom of this.
Didn't
Scooby-Doo
just go
mystery.
With her own experience. Because if anyone knows sex, it's probably Barbara. Yeah. She wanted to check for sure.
Hi, guys. It's Barbara from Renfrew.
Now listen to the way she says sex here, yeah.
Sex?
Yeah, like she's like loves it. Or loved it.
Jamie.
Why? Like loves having it.
Somebody's grandmother.
You know, as I was saying it, I'm like, somebody's it kind of sounds wrong.
Everyone is entitled to enjoy themselves, Chris.
It's still, you know, what if she doesn't want that image of herself put out there? Some trollop running around town.
No one said she was a
giving
trollop.
Giving out the cookies.
Like sex, you're automatically a trollop, Chris? Christopher Biggs?
That's terrible. What a terrible attitude.
I'm just saying, you don't know the image she wants portrayed, so maybe don't speak out of turn about good old, what's her name?
Barbara.
Huh?
Yeah, you're right. You're fair. That's fair. Right.
Yeah, we don't know. Thanks I'm just for speculating. Yeah,
you want to reach your Dougies, it's 216-349 or 216-Dougie.
The Dougie Line.
Ottawa's answering machine.
Leave a message you want the city to hear.
Call 613-216-3849.
Or text Dougie to 762-555, and we'll send the number right to your phone.
Thanks for the show. We're going to definitely get a winner now for 20 questions on Monday, so that'll be exciting. Tune in for that. And don't forget, keep listening for the next payday payroll person. It could be your name. Jamie's got to poop, so we hope everybody.
Wait,
do
I?
Yeah. Well, he's standing and clenched.
Yeah. You wanted to go before I yelled at him and sit back down.
Well, we had a show to do, right?
We'll let you go, James. Go.
Okay.
Everyone have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. Bye.
We'll see you tomorrow at the show if you're going.
Oh, right.
St. Pat's the Palooza. Good time.
Yeah. Great times. Great times. Go vote on the Elite Eight. March Madness, small towns. Bye.
The Biggs and Barr Show.